Liam and Jessica discuss surviving the cyber age.
Hey, Jessica, have you seen this book, Surviving the Cyber Age by Fred Cohen? It's pretty wild.
Oh, yeah, I saw it. The title alone is a bit intense, but I'm intrigued. What's it about?
Well, it's basically a survival guide for the digital age. Cohen's worried about how vulnerable we are in this cyber world, with threats to our safety, money, and freedom. He's trying to give us a heads up on what's coming and how to deal with it.
That sounds like something we definitely need to know about. The digital world is so intertwined with everything now.
Exactly. He starts by saying, nobody gets out of here alive. But he's not just talking about death. He's saying we're all going to be around for the cyber age, and it's going to change everything.
Okay, I'm hooked. Let's dive in.
Okay, so the book is broken down into sections. He starts with the basics, like what cybernetic systems are made of: sensors, actuators, communication, and controls. He explains that these systems are everywhere, and they're getting more and more powerful.
Right? Like how our phones are constantly sensing and reacting to our actions.
Exactly. And because these systems are getting so advanced, Cohen says we're entering an age where a few people can cause a lot of damage. He says automation means amplification.
That's a scary thought. So, it's not just about hackers and viruses?
Nope. He talks about how history has evolved from small-scale conflicts to mass warfare, and now to a point where individuals can be targeted and controlled through cybernetic systems. He says, we can kill specific targets at the granularity of individual people, identified and located by intelligence processes, and executed by complex global cybernetic systems from afar.
Wow. That's a huge shift in how power works.
It is. But he also points out that this age has brought us incredible advancements. We live longer, healthier lives, with more freedom and access to information than ever before. But then he says, and it looks like we may have burned ourselves out on it.
Burned ourselves out? How?
He argues that we're losing our ability to reason, and that the wealthy and powerful are manipulating things to their advantage. He says they're sowing ignorance, discontent, and hatred through deception.
That sounds like a lot of what we see in the news.
Exactly. He points to things like the spread of misinformation, the decline of science and engineering, and the co-opting of the media. He says, we are past the peak of this age of enlightenment.
So, what are the specific threats he highlights?
He talks about the layoffs of scientists and engineers, the destruction of important data, and the rise of AI that can generate reports that look scientific but are actually made up. He says, the real harm comes from the fact that the scientists studying these fields will have to earn a living elsewhere, which means they will not be up to date on the science, or perhaps the science will not be updated at all. It will just stop, and along with it, the progress it brings.
That's a huge problem. If we stop investing in science and engineering, we're basically shooting ourselves in the foot.
Precisely. He uses the analogy of not being able to build safe houses or fly safely if we don't have the right people working in those fields. He says, we are dumbing down the education and training for many areas of trades, and if we are not careful, we will run out of capacity to proceed. The inability to support the population ultimately leads to its thinning, which is to say massive die-offs, reduced lifespans, more worse diseases, pestilence, pollution, etc.
Okay, so what's the solution?
He says, start by assuring your survival. He emphasizes the importance of preserving and advancing knowledge. He points out that the U.S. is falling behind in science and engineering, and that we need to motivate people to pursue these fields. He says, motivating populations toward advancements in science and engineering is critical to long-term progress and ultimately survival for humanity.
That makes sense. But what about the manipulation of information?
He talks about the need for narrative integrity. He says, the information we get and bring into our thinking, to the extent it is not clearly part of a fantasy or fiction, should be reflective of reality, properly attributed to its source, unaltered on its way to us, and we should be able to trust it as suitable to its purpose.
So, how do we achieve that?
He says we can't rely on central control because it's always altered. Instead, we need redundancy, reasoning, and experimentation. He says, the basic concept of distributed narrative integrity is that we should all be keeping track of our part of the puzzle of how content comes to be, how it comes to us, and what we do with it, and provide transparency into that process so that others can tell whether and to what extent to trust our versions. And we can do the same for them.
So it's about creating a system where we can verify information and hold people accountable.
Exactly. He emphasizes transparency, resilience, diversity, and integrity. He says, the time to transparency is critical in eliminating the time delay between deceptions and their revelation.
That's a lot to take in. What's the overall context he's working with?
He says, information only has meaning in context. He's looking at everything from the physics of cybernetic systems to the effects on society. He's covering a huge range of time and space. He wants to help us survive and thrive in the cyber age.
And what about the threats?
He assumes the threat is as bad as it can get. He says, for the purpose of this book, I am going to assume the threat is about as bad as it can get. A very well-resourced entity with group or government support or control focused on you, no regard for law or civility, willing to do almost anything to find and harm you, but still finite and bounded by realities of today and the near future.
Wow, that's a lot to unpack. So basically, Cohen is saying we're in a new age where a few people can control a lot, and we need to be aware of the threats and take steps to protect ourselves.
Exactly. He's urging us to be critical thinkers, to value knowledge, and to build systems that promote transparency and integrity. He wants us to be prepared for the future.
It sounds like a call to action. It's not just about technology. It's about how we use it and how we build a society that can withstand the challenges of the cyber age.
Precisely. It's a fascinating and, frankly, a little scary, but also empowering read. It's a wake-up call to be more aware and proactive.
I'm definitely going to check it out. Thanks for the rundown, Liam.
No problem, Jessica. It's definitely worth a read.